services to do throughout the day. I want to be able to do those services in a myriad of love for Christianity. But we need to hear more about how we can do that.
Why you do want, you want love to Krishna? There are so many beautiful persons, children, wealth and everything is here. Why you want love and affection for Krishna?
Well, because none of, I'm still selfish. I am still a selfish person. And I still want my, you know, to feel fulfilled personally, although I know when one becomes a holy pure devotee, there's no feeling at all of what you want personally, but personally I still want that feeling of deep fulfillment and satisfaction and pleasure, and I see that you don't get it anywhere else. I see from other people, from my personal experience, that you love children, you love other people, it still there's a hole in the heart, something's still lacking. Never you feel complete, and I've heard that you'll feel complete when you love Krishna. And a little bit Krishna has given us taste along the way. So we believe that's true, but we don't have full realization of it yet.
When we examine everywhere and test all these things, worldly things, and then realize that the love and affection in this world to our beloved, to children, to anyone is not pure, and it will be the cause of pain and suffering. They all cheat us. And at last we'll have to give up all these things. When totally realize this thing, that in this world there is no pure love and affection, man wants to enjoy women, and if after some time they give up, children, when they will be of matured, then they will leave, give up their father, mothers, and they will enjoy with their family and all others. We try to live our, try to love the trees if they are giving fruits. We love cows because they are giving milk. If they are not giving, they are not useful to us, giving up. When we will be old, we cannot walk, at that time there will be so many rocks there, so weak, then all will give up us. So in this world there is no love and affection. So why we should not have a love and affection for Krishna? He is so merciful. He is so powerful. He can change our fate. He can change us. And He can love us purely. We know, but yet we want sex and all these things by Maya. We know that we should love and do bhajan of Krishna. But why? We cannot do it purely, strongly. If you are knowing all this, then why then to marriage? Why? Knowing this. So, to realize truly all these things. If you will realize, then we will search any guru, bona fide, transcendental guru, who can save us from these worldly suffering, sorrows, and all these lust, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya, all kinds. You know all these six? Kam, lust, krodh, anger, lobh, greed of enjoying all these worldly things, materials. We know all these things, but we have not realized this. If you have realized, then surely go to and pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, give me any realized guru. And if you are like so, then Krishna will surely manage all these things. We know something, we want, but truly we don't want. That is, as Krishna is not arranging all these things very quickly, because we are not sincere. By words we say like this, but we don't want to do bhajan so much, because we have no faith on Krishna. No? Oh, I'll have to do so many things. I have to earn my life. No? I have to support my children. I'll have to do so many duties. I have so many uttardait.
Responsibility.
Who gave you this? All the responsibility you took yourself, or anyone gave? You took. Krishna never gave. Never, never. We want something, so Krishna gives. So first we should realize that in these worldly things which we want to test, really it is a fire, burning soul. Then we will not try to collect matters, enjoyments, and all these things. This is the really symptoms. There are two slopes, very helpful for us. Very. In Bhakti Rasami, Sindhu Rupa Goswami has explained all these things. We have no time to see all these things. First we will have to manage all worldly things, and then if there is time, then we can chant, remember, do worldly things and devotional service to Krishna. First we should take something, make arrangements for this, support children. And if you have time, then you can chant 8 or 16 and then do something. But not that I will have to do first this, chant first, remember first, and if I have time, then worldly things. Because we have no full faith that Krishna will arrange. If you are in very superior classes of Vaishnava association and very faith to Guru and Vaishnava, then it will come. Like I am telling to a story, that there was a devotee named Arjun. He used to read Gita for several years. He was so learned person, he wanted to explain a tika for all these slokes, commentary. And he was doing. When he came to this slok, ananyaschintayanto mangje jana parjupasate tesham nitya abhijuktanam yogachema vahamyam. Ananyaschintayanto. What is the meaning of ananya? You can come.
Are you undivided, not any other.
Undivided,
not to any other.
Yeah, you should come. You are engaged in anything?
It is all right.
Ananya Shintayanto, Sanskrit word. Always remembering, chanting, devotional serving, doing to Krishna, not to any other, no god, goddesses and anyone. Ananya Shintayanto, not wanting anything of this world. Never, nothing. Always remembering him, always praying him, always glorifying him, always hearing Harikatha. Ananya Shintayanto, always. Not doing anything for his life living, maintaining life, for clothing, for houses. How he will maintain? Never he thinks. Always engaged in all these things. Then I must do service to that devotee. I will take something to maintain his life on my head or in my shoulders. Myself, I will go there with taking all these things. He read it, but there a doubt came. I am a very poor person, and from several years I am worshipping Krishna, chanting and remembering always, never wanting anything, not to any other goddess. But Krishna has not come with taking any food, any cloth, or any required things, materials to me. It may be that he is sent by anyone. Why he should come personally taking on his head or in her shoulders? And thinking this, he made a red line on this slope and went to bake something to maintain their lives. His wife was there. He went so many places, but today he has nothing. He could not beg anything. He was empty-handed to return. In the meantime, a boy, some sky color,
blackish,
no black. Krishna is not black. Like very beautiful, like clouds, like tamal tree, not black. The boy's age was about 12, very beautiful, but looking like ordinary. Not close so high, but it were like yellow color. He has a turban here. And taking a very heavy load on his shoulders. In India, a bamboo stick is here, and both ends, some baskets coming down. Full of baskets are full of flour, wheat, rice, dal, ghee, sugar, so many kinds of things. So many vegetables and fruits were there, full of. It was so heavy. So boy was so smooth, very sukumar.
Young, tender, young teenage.
Not young. Sukumar.
Young boy. Tender.
Young boy. No, Yomba, very energetic, very majboot, strong. He was very, very Sukumar.
Tender.
So, hands and everything was so. His fists were so smooth. Everything. And he was in sweat circumstances. Anyhow, he kept that thing, the two baskets, on the door, and he repeatedly, loudly spoke, "Mother, mother, mother." Brahmin, the wife of that Brahmin, thought that, "Who is he? Who is calling mother, mother?" She went to the door and said, "Who are you?" "I am the disciple of Brahmin. My Gurudev has sent so much things, so I have brought it." She opened the door, and the boy taking all these baskets entered the house. House was torn and torn, nothing was there. Brahmini became so happy to have seen so many things, full up to baskets, very heavy. She told that, "Who are you bringing these all these things?" "I am disciple of Gurudev. He has sent me with all these things. But I made some late, and that is why I had a scratch on my backside. She saw that some scratches were there and blood was just about to come. And he was full of sweets. She told that, "Oh, he has done. He was not cruel. Now he has become cruel so. He should not have given so much weight on you. And if he has given, why he should not bring one himself and one to you? And there were so many persons he could have engaged him. But why a very komal, soft, why? Very little age, and he has kept all this weight to you. When he will come, I will tell him why you have become so cruel. I will give him a lesson to him." Then he came inside the room and he told him, "Boy, I am giving something, water and something, preparing." Because he has nothing in his house, now she took something and began to cook. And she told that, "You should be here, in a little time I will cook it." She went to the kitchen room, and in the meantime Brahmin came at about 3 and knocked the door. The Brahmin wife was so angry. She went there and she opened the door and told Brahmin, "Why you have become so cruel? How you loaded that boy, very sweet, gentle and soft, so much weight on him. And if he has done 1-2 minutes late, and you scratch so with your nails, you are a very cruel person." "Oh, what you are saying? I have no disciple. I have not sent anyone. Today I have not begged anything. Come on. The boy is sitting here, and the articles are here, so much." He went there and saw that 2 baskets full of rice, maida, atta and ghee and sugar and everything, vegetables, fruits. "But where is the boy?" They both began to search here and there, and they saw no boy there. Then Brahman fell on the feet of that Brahmani. "Oh, you are so lucky, fortunate that Krishna has come himself. Bring my book." She went in the Thakur house and brought the book. And he opened that very same page and said, slow. And saw that there is no red line. He removed the doubt of Brahmin that anyone chanting me, remembering me, I will have to do everything for them. I will do. I have done. I am doing. So never have any doubt on these things. Never doubt in this slope. Sarva dharmana pratyajyamam ekam saranam raja. Aham tvam sarva papo mukhyashyami ma sucha. Don't. But we are doing, why we are doing? Because we have no such strong faith. That is why we are doing here and there. But each anyone strongly have this faith on Krishna words, then why to do all these things? If not so strong faith, then do something. What? Adau Shaddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Tada prema bhudanchati sadhkana maya premna pradurbhave bhravat krama. Adau Shaddha. Adau mane first, if there is any association, willingly or not knowingly, unwillingly, if there is sadhu, and we have touch, we have any discussion, or we have served him by giving a glass of water, or anything helped him, any service to him, then it is first sadhu sangha. But we don't know the glory of sadhu sangha at that time. So a general type of Shraddha will be there. They will give the seed of Krishna, tendency to serve Krishna. Oh, you are poor. If you are serving Krishna, chanting, then all sufferings will go off. And after death, you will have very pleasant days not to suffer all these things. Like Ajamil, like Dhruva, like Prahlad Maharaj. He will tell so many stories and pastimes of Krishna. Then he will progress something. Then he will tell, oh, how to have this bhakti. Then he will tell, you will have to search any good quality of guru, bona fide. Who is guru? I don't know. Oh. Tasmat gurum prapaddeti jigyasu siya uttamam shabde parecha nishanatam brahmanyu pasamash. Oh, you want to know this symptoms of Gurudev. He knows all kinds of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra. Fully he knows. Not only knowing, realizing Krishna Bhakti. Realizing, not only chanting and remembering, realizing something. What is Bhakti? And he has renounced order from all worldly things. No attachment at all. He is Guru. He don't want any worldly things, matters and all these things. Then he is Guru. If he knows Shastra, but attachment something, no, not qualified. He wants money, he wants everything from us, like worldly person. He is not Guru. If he knows all kinds of Shastra and he is renounced also, but no, but Brahmecha Nishanatam, realization of Brahma, Krishna, no bhakti at all, then we should not accept. If you want to have a guru, then taste all these things. Then that person, I don't know where is guru, then he tells that Vaishnava, oh, I know a perfect guru. So you can come and initiate, have initiation from him. Then initiates. Then Vishambhaina Gaurav Seva. What is the meaning? Vishambhaina Gaurav Seva?
Vishrambhaina with faith. Vishrambha with
not faith. Faith.
With love.
Intimacy. Intimacy.
Intimate. Bosom. Friend. Like Laukik Bandhu. His mind, I am her. His. Like this. No wall between him and myself. No? Then Vishambhaina Gaurav Seva. If I am doing like, oh, then it is not Visham. Try to know what he wants. And if there is disciple, very bona fide, then he will know that what our Gurudev wants. He will know the Gurudev heart and Krishna heart. After taking initiation, he will serve his Gurudev knowing all what he Guru wants. Krishna Manobhishta, Guru Manobhishta, he will do. After that, doing bhajan kriya, shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padashevanam, marchanam, bandhanam, dasakhyat, manivedanam. Among these nine, five are prominent. Sadhu sang, nam kirtan, bhagavat sraman, mathuravas, simuttir, saddhayashima. Sakal sadhana is sreshte ei panchanga, krishna prem, janma ei pachara. What is the meaning? You know?
Any one of these five.
What five? Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha, taking association of sadhus.
And? Really, he should be sadhu. Not falling down. No worldly desires. Sadhu like that. Always engaged in chanting, remembering. Like? Nainangala dashrudharaya badanangada gadarudhaya gira pulakair nichitang bapu hakada tavanam grahane bhavishya. Like this. Always weeping, chanting Hare Krishna and weeping. This throat is choked. He cannot remember, oh, Hare Krishna and choked. Hair is standing. Face changing, like Asya Sattvik Bhav. It will be in the mood of Bhav, Rati. If there is no Rati, no all these symptoms. Then, oh, your guru is that, and he will. You should take initiation from him. Then he will do it. And chanting, remembering, doing this. Sadhu Sangha, like this. Nam Kirtan. What Nam?
Harinam.
Harinam. Like? Agadamana Jasodanandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Vindabhanendra Pranatakrana Krishna Vityaneka Swarupe Taimamauchi Ruchai Vardhatang Namadeva. O Krishna! O Krishna! Hey Krishna! Karuna Sindho Deenabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopikaka Radhaka. These names, like Radhaka. Like? Hey Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukund Govinda he Nanda Kishore Krishna Hasi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhikesa. Always lamenting, doing kirtan of He Radhe Nath, He Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan Shyam Sundar Radha Raman, like this. And when he will chant Hare Krishna, he will be more absorbed in that. Ram, Hey Radha Raman, Hey Hare, oh Radhike. So much filling separation moods and meeting meets. All the 16 M has 16 kinds of meanings. So Bhakta can test it more and more. Radha Raman, how pleasant this name. All these names of Braja, these are supreme names. One with Krishna himself. So Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Sraman, always hearing the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. But done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur with the commentaries. Always weeping observed in there. Ashtasaptic modes will come. Mathuravas, always living in Vrindavan, sometimes Radhakund, Giriraj, Govardhan, Nandagaon, Varshana, Bandirvat, all the places. Sometimes being in Nandagaon, where? Kadamba Kyari, Uddhav Kyari, where all gopis are lamenting. They are like faint there, feeling so much separation. Sometimes in Radhakund. हे राधे भज देविके चललिते हे नंद सोनो श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी वन्ने कुत घोषंतावित सर्वतौ खेदई महाबीवलौ वंदे रूप सनातनो रघुजगौ श्री जीव राधा कुंटते कलिंद तनया तीरे च वंशी वटे प्रेमोन्माद वशात शेष ग्रस्त गसया प्रमत्तौ सदा गायन्तौ च कदा हरे गुणं भावाभिभूतौ मुदा वंदे रूप सनातनम्। सो लिविंग इन ऑल दीज प्लेसेस हॉन्टिंग राधा कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण राधा रमण गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन श्याम सुंदर ऑल दीज नेम्स एस्पेशली रास रसिक रास रास बिहारी लाइक ऑल दीज नेम्स नॉट ऑल अदर नेम्स एंड देन लिविंग इन नवदीप मायापुर और इन गंभीरा और एस्पेशली इन वृंदावन एवरीवेयर एंड वर्शिपिंग राधा कृष्ण कंजुगल नॉट एनी वन कीप ओनली राधा एंड कृष्ण हियर कंजुगल एस्पेशली श्रीमती राधिका बेंडिंग टुवर्ड्स दिस फाइव थिंग इफ यू हैव नो ऑफेंसेस एंड ड्रिंग ए लिटिल ऑफ बीट ऑफ ऑल दिस थिंग और इट इज श्योर दैट यू विल हैव कृष्ण प्रेम नो डाउट एमोंग थ्री आर प्रोमिनेंट श्रवणम कीर्तनम स्मरण एमोंग थ्री विजयते परम श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तनम एमोंग दिस कृष्ण संकीर्तन बट डूइंग ऑल विद देम एंड रूप गोस्वामी हैज टोल्ड दैट यू विल हैव टू बी इन वृंदावन चैंटिंग दीज नेम्स रिमेंबरिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स नेम्स ऑफ दीज नेम्स हाउ इफ यू आर चैंटिंग दामोदर देन वी विल हैव टू रिमेंबर द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ राधा दामोदर इफ राधा रमन देन हवाट देर आर सो मेनी पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण लाइक दिस इफ राधा गोविंद देन वट लीला रास लीला फॉर वन डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा वन नाइट ऑफ ब्रह्मा प्लेइंग गैम्बलिंग वॉकिंग किटिंग हैंड्स